Man, you know, I think that Connor's strongest attribute, aside from being one of the biggest guys in the weight class and having a really powerful stand-up, is his self-confidence. But he's dealing with another guy that's been unbeaten in 10 years, who's also very confident, even though it's a quiet confidence. And so I think Aldo's the better fighter. If you look at skill sets, well-roundedness, you know, I think Aldo's the better fighter. But Connor's got that confidence, and I don't know if he's getting in Aldo's head. I'd like to think he's not, because, you know, we know Aldo is such a calm, cool, collective guy, but he seems really pissed off, and I don't know how it's going to, you know, pan out. I think Aldo has the edge for sure, but Connor's got that chance with the heavy pace and the heavy punch.
Are you surprised that Aldo is underdog?
No, because the betting lines are made by people betting. You know, it changes as people bet. So, I mean, the odd makers make the odds, and then it's adjusted, and there's a whole new generation. It's like a whole new generation of activated MMA fans that weren't there before. That's because of Conor in Ireland and in Europe in general. So I think we're seeing that. But I didn't really look at that. I don't look at odds. I don't know what the odds are, but I'm not surprised at anything.
So how are you feeling for your upcoming fight?
I feel really good. I feel, my weight is on point. It's always a real struggle to make the 135-pound weight class, especially after being up at the weight above where I was actively trying to gain weight. So,
two weights above you at one point.
Yeah. No.
Weren't you at lightweight at that point?
I mean, a long time ago I was, but the very beginning, just because I had to.
Out of necessity.
Yeah. But, so I this is the first time where I gained the bunch of weight and was keeping it on. So coming back down is always a struggle, but I feel good.
Do you see this, the IV ban as being an issue with the fighters? What make them targets with you?
I don't know. I never used an IV when I fought 145s. So it felt fine. I've always used it as a 135-pounder, but I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. We've got plenty of time to recuperate. I've cut weight for years and years and years, so it's not like something I haven't done before.
Talking about Jose and how Conor has basically pissed him off, as you said, you spent a lot of time with Conor on top. You seem to get on pretty well with him. You seem to mesh relatively well. You know, there's a bit of banter going back and forth. I mean, how much did your opinion of Conor change as a result of being on the show with him? Or did it not change at all?
No, it didn't change at all. I mean, Conor's competing against my team. He's close to my weight, etc. I mean, I never had anything against Conor. I said that from a long time ago. I actually jockeyed myself into position beyond that show, saying a few things, etc., and possibly getting a fight. But I always thought Conor was cool. I mean, I like real, and I think that he's real. You know, I like that he says what he feels, etc. So we always got along before then. Also, we had one little exchange right before Chad's fight, which was kind of strange in general, but I think we were comfortable enough to have that exchange where, you know, we got in a little tussle behind stage. Otherwise, you know, punches could have been thrown, you know. So, he's a good guy, but we did have fun hanging out and talking a bunch of crap to each other.
What was the best bit? Was there something a moment that perhaps didn't make it into the show?
Oh, there's all sorts of moments that didn't make it into the show.
Is there one in particular you could share with us? I'll put you on the spot there, sorry.
Yeah. You know, there was a lot of really funny banter back and forth, and they surprisingly got a lot of it, but there was a lot of stuff that didn't go. I told Conor, he was talking about how he's got all this money and everything, and I started calling it the McGregor rule. And so after I won I started always saying the McGregor rule, like, oh yeah, the McGregor rule is the hundreds on the outside, the $1 bills on the inside. And And then I won all the money from doing the watermelon drop, and the money that we won was actually hundreds on the bottom and a bunch of ones on the, I mean, hundreds on the top and ones on the bottom to make it look like a bunch of cash, 10,000 bucks, when it's really just a stack of hundreds like that. So they basically did the McGregor roll. And I go, oh my gosh. And I go, Connor, look, dude, you put this bundle of money together. It's got the ones on the top and this and that. I also told him that he, you know, I said, you know, make a lot of money. He said, yeah. I said, oh, how's your new house? And he's, oh, it's amazing. The house is amazing. It's beautiful. I said, well, are you paying your rent on time? I said, because if you come to California like you've been talking, I'd be happy to rent you one of my houses. But I'm going to check with your tenant, the guy that owns the house you're living in now, and make sure that you've been paying your rent, keeping the place up, and et cetera. And he was like, ah, wow, well played, well played. So we had a lot of that kind of stuff that didn't make the show. But, yeah, they got all his stuff in now.
on the topic of your own fight and your own career, you had the fight with Frankie, but three of the other fights have been against fighters who have been ranked quite a way below you. What's the roadmap for you now? Are you obviously before when Barao was at the top of the division, you'd had a couple of goes at him, and it was almost like you were almost putting a holding pattern, if you like, having to take these other fights. Now you've got TJ's at the top of the division now. Obviously, it's well documented the stuff that's happened there. Are you now going full speed ahead trying to get a title shot against TJ?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of took myself onto the market, to be honest, and it was like, all right, you know, twilight years of the career, have some big fights, go up and fight Frankie, maybe try to pick a fight with Connor, you know, that kind of deal. But I kind of took myself off the market for you know, TJ being the champ. And as far as people below me, I've been ranked in the top four, mostly the top two my entire career for 13 years. So every single person that I've fought has been below me. I fought Rafael Sun Cao. I have a win over him. They have him ranked above me because he has a win over TJ. You know, we have Cruz is ranked up there. He has fought once in the last 4 years, and I have a win over him, and arguably could have won the fight against him last time. It was, you know, him scoring some points on trying to do takedowns in the fifth round, in my opinion, that made the difference there. You know, I haven't fought TJ, he's been my teammate. So those are three guys that are ranked above me. Everyone else is ranked below me, except for Barao, but I heard Barao's going up, and I fought him twice as well. So, like, you know, I'm always in that situation. But, yeah, the future is, I mean, we'll be watching TJ and Cruz and go from there.
I'm getting better.
Of course I'm getting better. I mean, that's the thing about our sport is you don't get worse if you're continuing to improve and continuing to learn. I mean, if your body fails you, that's one thing, but as long as you're having an open mind and you're picking people's brains, I mean, even on the show, having some of those young guys in there, I watched Juicy J and I liked some of the things that he was doing with being elusive, and I watched, you know, rolled with Ryan every single day because he was a high-level jiu-jitsu player and learned a bunch of his sequences. You know, every day in our gym, I've got a new coach, Coach Dominic, who's been showing me some awesome stuff, some traditional Muay Thai stuff and some clinch work. You know, there's a lot of stuff to be learned. Every time I get a chance, I go and train with Charles Cabrina in L.A., who's a 7-time world champ and just won the Abu Dhabi. And I go for an hour and a half straight with him and pick his brain. You know, I'm always improving, and that's why since the beginning of my career, I've been at the very, very top and had so many opportunities at titles and had the title. So I'm excited about the next few years.
Do you feel that you have an edge that other people might not have if you face your former teammate, TJ Dillashaw?
Maybe, you know. I think an edge, yay or nay, I don't think we've actually gone to battle. At least I haven't tried to go. I mean, when you go in and fight someone, it's a whole lot different than practice. You know, it's a whole different intensity, it's a whole different intention, it's a whole different set of tools that you don't do in a fight. And TJ, to be honest, TJ is a guy that really lost his temper and wasn't very considerate to a lot of the guys on the team, but he was always very respectful of me. So I don't think I've ever seen TJ really try to attack and kill me in a practice, and I know for a fact that he knows for a fact that I've never tried to do that to him. So that's one thing, and I do think that TJ will beat Cruz, because I fought Cruz and I've trained with TJ. Cruz is very elusive and he's tricky and he's got a good set of tools, but you know, TJ's got a killer instinct and is just as elusive. So I think, I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any means, but I think TJ will get that W.